Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Causal Inference by Paul R. Rosenbaum is a short, concept-focused introduction to the logic and practice of drawing causal conclusions from data, published in the MIT Press Essential Knowledge Series. It is positioned as a compact primer rather than a technical textbook, which makes its purpose unusually clear to explain what causal inference is, why it matters, and where it becomes difficult in real research. Rosenbaum draws examples from medicine, epidemiology, economics, business, the social sciences, and public policy to show that causal questions appear across many disciplines, even when the methods differ. The book reflects the author's long-standing work on observational studies, sensitivity analysis, design sensitivity, quasi-experimental devices, and the propensity score. Its central concern is the challenge of separating true treatment effects from bias in treatment assignment, especially when experiments are not available. As a result, the book serves both as an entry point for newcomers and as a concise conceptual guide for readers who want a disciplined overview of modern causal thinking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how causal inference differs from ordinary statistical description. A core contribution of the book is its explanation of why causal inference is not just another form of data analysis. Descriptive statistics can summarize associations, trends, and correlations, but causal inference asks a different question: what would have happened under an alternative intervention or exposure? Rosenbaum emphasizes that this shift in question changes the entire logic of analysis. Rather than simply estimating relationships observed in data, the analyst must reason about counterfactual outcomes and about whether the data generating process supports a causal claim. This distinction matters because many apparent effects can arise from selection bias, confounding, or systematic differences between treated and untreated groups. The book uses accessible scientific examples to make this point concrete without relying on heavy mathematics. By doing so, it clarifies why causal reasoning demands more than model fitting. It requires careful thinking about study design, comparison groups, and the limits of what observational data can legitimately support. This framing is especially valuable for readers who know statistics but have not yet learned how causal questions alter the structure of inference. Secondly, observational studies and the problem of biased treatment assignment. One of the book's most important themes is the vulnerability of observational studies to biased treatment assignment. In experimental research, randomization helps balance observed and unobserved factors across groups, but observational studies lack that protection. Rosenbaum presents this as the central obstacle to causal claims from non-randomized data. A difference in outcomes may reflect pre-existing differences between groups, rather than the effect of the treatment itself. The book does not treat this as a minor technicality. Instead, it shows that the credibility of any observational conclusion depends on how well the design anticipates bias. This perspective is practical because it shifts attention away from post hoc statistical adjustment alone and toward the overall structure of the study. The reader learns why matching, restriction, careful comparison selection, and other design choices matter before analysis begins. Rosenbaum's treatment is concise, but it makes a strong methodological point. Causal inference is not rescued by computation after weak design. The quality of the causal argument depends on whether the study approximates a fair comparison in the first place. Thirdly, sensitivity analysis as a way to test how fragile conclusions are. The book gives special attention to sensitivity analysis, one of Rosenbaum's signature contributions to the field. Sensitivity analysis asks how strong an unmeasured bias would need to be to overturn an observed conclusion. This is different from claiming that bias can be eliminated. Instead, it evaluates how robust the result is to plausible hidden confounding. That distinction is important because observational research rarely justifies absolute certainty. Rosenbaum uses this idea to show that causal conclusions can be graded by their resistance to doubt rather than treated as simply valid or invalid. The book also links sensitivity analysis to design sensitivity, which concerns how study design affects the ability to detect causal effects even in the presence of bias. Together, these ideas encourage a more realistic interpretation of observational evidence. A result that survives substantial hypothetical bias is more persuasive than one that collapses under small departures from ideal assumptions. This approach is especially useful in policy, medicine, and social science, where unmeasured factors often cannot be fully ruled out, but where analysts still need disciplined ways to judge evidentiary strength. Fourthly, quasi-experimental devices and the search for credible comparison structures. Another major topic is the use of quasi-experimental devices, which are strategies for approximating the logic of an experiment when true randomization is unavailable. Rosenbaum treats these methods as design tools rather than shortcuts. Their role is to create comparisons that are more believable than a simple treated versus untreated split in raw observational data. This includes thinking carefully about how groups are formed, how subjects are matched, and how features of the setting can be used to mimic experimental structure. The book's broader message is that causal inference depends on the credibility of the comparison, not only on the sophistication of the estimator. Quasi-experimental thinking therefore bridges the gap between theory and practice. It does not pretend that observational data are equivalent to randomized trials, but it seeks ways to make them more informative. In a short primer, this emphasis is valuable because it shows readers how applied causal reasoning often works in real institutions, where random assignment may be infeasible, unethical, or unavailable. The method is defined by design judgment as much as by statistical calculation. Lastly, the propensity score as a practical summary of confounding structure. The propensity score is another foundational concept highlighted in the book. In simple terms, it summarizes the probability of receiving treatment given observed covariates, allowing researchers to organize comparisons among units that look similar in terms of measured background factors. Rosenbaum's inclusion of the propensity score reflects its status as one of the most influential tools in observational study design. Its value lies not in magically producing causality, but in helping analysts construct more balanced comparisons. By reducing many covariates to a single score, it can make matching and stratification more feasible, especially when the number of measured variables is large. The book's treatment is consistent with its practical orientation. The propensity score is presented as part of a larger design strategy, not as a standalone solution. This matters because the score only addresses observed variables, and it cannot by itself remove hidden bias. Rosenbaum's broader framework keeps that limitation visible. The result is a realistic account of one of the field's most widely used methods, showing both why it is useful and why it must be interpreted cautiously. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a compact, rigorous introduction to causal thinking without committing to a full technical treatise, students entering statistics, epidemiology, public policy, economics, or related fields will find it useful because it explains the logic behind causal claims before overwhelming them with formal machinery. Researchers who already work with observational data may also benefit from its emphasis on study design, bias, and sensitivity analysis, since these are the issues that most often determine whether a causal conclusion is credible. What distinguishes the book from many other introductions is its combination of breadth and restraint. It covers major ideas such as quasi-experimental reasoning, the propensity score, and sensitivity analysis, but it does so in a concise format that stays focused on conceptual clarity. It is not designed to be the most comprehensive reference in the field, and it does not try to replace larger methodological texts. Instead, its strength lies in giving readers a disciplined map of the subject, showing how causal inference works across disciplines and why good design matters as much as good estimation. For that reason, it stands out as an accessible primer written by one of the field's leading scholars. If you would like to support Paul R. Rosenbaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.